Brian Hogevane joins us now. He is Brian the Cash Man, his shop out in Westmont. Brian, I know you make your home in Northwest Indiana. Hope you're okay with me revealing that.
I do.
You want the Bears there or
on,
no?
Come on over, Bears. We'll love to have you.
What is the vibe? Are people talking about it there?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It would the commerce. I mean, everything. I think it would be a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, look, the Colts were in Baltimore. They left overnight, and now they're in Indianapolis. I mean, that's just been, you know, a phenomenal thing. I mean, I know Indiana. Indiana's going to do whatever it takes to make it advantageous for the Bears to come to Northwest Indiana.
Yeah, I bet. That Baltimore story is crazy, although a little bit different than still moving within the market. Where Hammond is, not all that far away. Okay, Brian, I didn't hear bring you here to talk about Northwest Indiana. Came here to talk, first of all, that price of silver keeps going up. I know we just talked about it like a week ago, but my goodness, is it just people are looking for precious metals for all hosts of reasons, a hedge, something, and they feel like gold has maybe lost the steam, so they're just looking for the next thing?
Well, it's not necessarily that gold has lost its steam. It's gotten to a price to where it's making silver look like a bargain. And now there's a lot more demand coming in for the, you know, tradable silver. And that's, you know, part of the driving price. You know, obviously there are other things that are affecting the price and driving it upwards as well. But, you know, it is a great investment. And silver historically has generally always outperformed gold.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I remember you telling me the numbers there that, yeah, silver's done better than gold in the long run. Does what happened in your store follow those prices? Meaning a couple months ago, everyone was looking for the gold chains, and now are you starting to see more silver as word has gotten out
We are selling an absolute ton of silver products right now. I mean, you know, people are coming and buying just anything and everything. You know, stuff we call generic silver to, you know, stuff, government silver, like the Silver Eagle, Silver Maple Leafs, just everything in between, private mint. It's just huge.
I know that we talk about, like, people selling stuff at your store. I always forget that we say it in the read, buy your silver or gold. We don't talk about that much. So someone can just walk in and talk with you and say, I'd like to buy some silver to have this physical good instead of maybe buying an ETF or buying a paper piece that mentions the silver. If people actually want it, they can come to the store and get it.
And walk out with the silver that day. In your hand. You have it physically in your hand. Actual pure silver. Yes.
And what's the benefit, do you think, to that, as opposed to something that I do, where it's like I just try and get an ETF that mirrors the price a little bit?
Well, you know, again, you have the physical product, so you actually have the item in your hand. You have actual possession of it. If, you know, God forbid something happened with any of the, you know, technical side of doing, you know, trading, at least with the physical product, you have control of it. You have it in your hand. You can take 1 ounce of silver out. Let's say you bought 100 individual ounces. You could take and sell 5 of them if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. You could hand them off as a gift if you wanted to. You know what I mean? You have complete control over it. You know, when you have an ETF, it's locked in underneath your name. You know, if you're gonna trade it or sell it, you know, there's all the paperwork and that's involved in doing that. Here, you have an ounce of silver, you want to come sell me one, walk in the store, walk out with cash.
You're at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. 630-969-9600 is how people can reach you. I do have 2 quick text messages for how much something might be worth. 773 wanted to know about a Ron Santo autograph on a baseball, also one on his autobiography. Was Ron, God, I miss Ron Santo, was he a prolific signer?
He was. Great guy. Really was a great guy. Great with his fans. I got to see him do some signings and watch him interact with everybody, and he really was focused and paid attention to what everybody was saying. It was great seeing that. You know, it's a demanded signature. In fact, Ron Santo autograph went out the door today. But yeah, the if it's a nice, clean ballpoint, sweet spot signed baseball for Ron Santo, you're probably looking somewhere between 1 to 200. The autobiographies generally don't bring as much, but still probably in the $50 to $100 range.
Okay, someone wanted to know about indie pit passes, and I'm looking at like a shadow box that they've kept a bunch of Indianapolis 500 pit passes for. Those worth anything?
Yes. You know, there's some value. Obviously, you know, very specific key ones of higher end value, but it's interesting enough to find out that are probably $20 or less.
Okay. Brian, 312-981-7200 is our number, but you're done with us tonight. People will call and text that in. I think you're going to join us next week for a little quick segment, too. But
yes,
630-969-9600, they can buy the silver or gold in the store, sell it there, of course, as well. And have a great Christmas. We'll talk right before the new year about the five coolest things you've seen at the store. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. Let's do it.
That'll be next week with Brian the Cash Man.